Di Lee is the independent MP for Fowler. She has called the cost of living a cost of living emergency, and she intends to write to the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, and then, of course, Parliament will be back next Tuesday, and she'll have the opportunity, I would expect, to try and see the Prime Minister face-to-face. Di Lee's on the line. Congratulations on winning Fowler. I thought that was an outstanding effort by you.
Thanks very much, Steve. Thanks for having me on your program.
How are you feeling about going to Canberra?
I'm looking forward to represent my community. That's what I got elected to do, to be their voice on the floor of the 47th Parliament. So quite excited, and that we'll have an actual, you know, somebody local, somebody understand our local issues, to be fighting, you know, for our community and our people here in Fowler. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
We talk a lot on this program about cost of living. I think it was pre to the election, now post the election, the most important issue. People are struggling big time. You pull up at a petrol station and you put that nozzle in your car and you realise that you're spending over $100 to fill up. Every supermarket in your area, every price is up. How bad is it in an area like Western Sydney, where a lot of people are living pay packet to pay packet?
Absolutely. Look, the median weekly household income here is 20% less than the rest of Australia. So that's for Fowler. That's according to the 2021 data from the ABS. But I think everyone across the country, but in particularly in areas like Fowler and Western Sydney, the people here are a high proportion of people working in the service industry of Sydney, tradespeople, courier, security personnel, and they drive an awful lot across our city. And I have no doubt the latest flood is likely to hit vegetable prices hard again. So I think keeping the petrol levy lower right now is important to avoid further cost of living pressures. So that's why we're calling on the government to extend it further, so that until the prices have stabilised or even reduced, so that maybe, you know, in a gradual way, it can come back. But I think September seems to me is not the right time to really push up, let it go back up.
Not a great hint, though, from the new Labor Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, yesterday. He was asked why, at the end of the month, people on concession card will no longer get free rapid testing antigen kits. He says that, and he's blaming the Liberal government, previous Liberal government. He says they've left us $1 trillion in debt. There's a trillion reasons why we couldn't keep giving out free RAT tests. If he's not going to do that, he's hardly likely, I wouldn't have thought, Di, to go back on his promise that he will put that levy back up at the end of September.
Look, you know, I think the government, and it is a Labor government, they would be in the best position to understand the pressures, the high costs, high costs of living for communities like Fowler. And I have no doubt they should understand it better than anyone. And I think that they can't dismiss anything, right off. I think we're living in unprecedented times with everything else going up. People, you know, from interest rates, rental, such high cost of living, that I think the government needs to sit down and bring together stakeholders and industries to talk how we can actually get through this, especially the cost of living. Electricity prices as well has gone up. So there's so many things, and I think they should not dismiss this opportunity to bring people together and find a solution, especially in the short term. And I'm asking for the cut of the levy to be extended further 6 months. I'm not asking for this to be permanent. I'm asking for the government and the Prime Minister, who understand what it's like to grow up in a single-parent household and, you know, struggling families like out here in Western Sydney, to really look at how he and his, cabinet and his MPs. And by the way, there are a lot of Labor MPs out here in Western and Greater Western Sydney, and I have no doubt their communities are crying out for some kind of relief, short-term relief, in particular at this very important period here.
You wonder, though, Di, if they really do understand your seat of Fowler. If they did, Labor, why would they have parachuted Christina Keneally in there, which I know is a side issue, but you'd have to question whether they do actually understand that area.
True, Steve. I mean, you know, I think that's the problem with a lot of our political representatives, isn't it? They're so disconnected from the actual community where they got elected to represent. And understanding communities, understanding the pressures, understanding the challenges, understanding having the lived experiences to be able to represent, you know, their community better on the 47th floor of the Parliament. But maybe, you know, they need to reflect on that because they made that mistake in parachuting the former Premier of New South Wales, Christina Keneally, to this seat, and obviously she lost the seat, so maybe it's something for them to actually reflect on.
She didn't lose it, you won it. Just on COVID for a sec, we said right through the bad old days of 2021, when Western Sydney was more harshly locked down than the rest of Sydney and indeed the rest of the state, and the Liberal government in New South Wales didn't understand that that's the engine room of Sydney, where the workforce comes from.
Yep.
How's your community coping currently with COVID?
Look, I think we're still having our COVID testing available at the FIFA showground, so it's still made available. And in terms of people are wearing masks where they feel that, you know, I think, as you know, we were kind of made an example during the lockdown, and I think a lot of people have gone out to get vaccinated, and we were, I would say, the most vaccinated communities in the country. We were forced to do many things that I think it was unprecedented as well for, you know, that you would not have seen in a country that's supposed to support freedom of choice. So I think that our community is always willing and very much following the health regulations that have been imposed on us. So I think we will always step up to whatever challenges we are as required of our community.
Good on you. Good luck in Canberra. Nice to speak.
Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you.
Di Lee, the federal member for Fowler.
Thanks for listening to this Australia Today podcast. For more of the news that affects you, download the Listener app and search Australia Today. Listener.